Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am connected again. Mentally, I was already connected, but now, fortunately, physically as well. What I would like to bring forward is the following. I think this is extraordinary, useful work, because there's been a lot of confusion about the interpretation of beneficial ownership. And as pointed out, that stems from the fact that a lot of countries, and I would say particularly developing countries, non-OECD country, defined the notion of beneficial ownership in their domestic law, not as much focusing on the, say, the original meaning why it was introduced, but actually making the beneficial ownership notion a kind of general anti-abuse clause. If you look at the domestic law of a number of particularly developing countries, their definition of beneficial ownership is not limited to what is now expressed in the commentary, but basically has elements of LOB and GAR. So in other words, when applying a treaty not having specific anti-abuse provision either in domestic law or yet in the treaty, they were using three paragraph two and their domestic definition of beneficial ownership to actually deal with all kinds of treaty shopping. So what I would like to pick up is that indeed this is an extraordinary useful clarification, assuming in the treaty it is one of your tools. So it has a limited purpose, beneficial ownership, when you look at that from that perspective, which is not a problem if you do have either LOB or PPT. Now, in the new UN model, those other tools are included. However, I think we should not close our eyes for the fact that many developing countries, if they have not become member of the inclusive framework, etc., do not already have such specific anti-treaty shopping provisions in their treaties. So I just wondered whether in this project, somewhere specific for UN purposes, it is important to highlight that this interpretation of beneficial ownership should be seen in the context of the other tools which are there for anti-treaty shopping, like in Article 29. So basically, I'm picking up also what the chairman, the co-chair mentioned, but I just wonder whether something of that kind should not be voiced in the commentaries for the benefit of developing countries that have not yet got those provisions in the treaties. Thank you very much.